Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Vav. The Mishnah tells us, Eilu Dvorim She'en Lahem Vayna. This is a list of things that do not have the din of Vayna. Ha'avodin Ve'ashtoris Ve'akakois Ve'akdeshis. On these four things there is no halacha of Vayna. There is a machlekes in the Rishonim. What is the kavan of the Mishnah when it tells us, Ein Lahem Vayna? Does the Mishnah mean to say there is no Isra Vayna Bechlal, it's Mutter, Lanes, Eschaver, by these four things, the Avodim, Shtaris, Karkois, and Ektatius? Or does the Mishnah mean to say that Avadid is an Isra, Lanes, Eschaver, one is not allowed to cheat his friend, even by the above mentioned four things? Only if one is Man, Eschaveroi, by Metalfund, is a halacha that the Nisana could be Tevei, Aina, also, he could be Mechayev, the Ma'ana, to return the money, to return this that he was cheated, this that he charged more for the value than the value of the Chayfetz. On this, the Mishnah is telling us, on these four things, Ein Lahem Vayna, there is no halacha that the Nis'ana could be Tevei, and also, and when one is Ma'ana is Chavei by these four things, the Ma'ana could keep the money. There's no halacha that the Nis'ana could be Tevei back the money, be Mechayiv, the Ma'ana to return it to him. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin and the Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah hold that the Mishnah is not referring to the Isra Vayna, afilo by Karkois and Shtoris, there's also an Isra to be Ma'ana is Chavei. The Mishnah is only to referring to this halacha that the Ma'ana is Mechuyiv to be Machso in also, and the Nis'ana could be Tevei, though I know. On this, the Mishnah is telling us on these four things, Ein Lahem Vayna, the Nis'ana cannot be Ritevei Aina Asai. Tosfos on Daf Samach Aleph, the Gemara there asks, why does the Torah have to write a Lav of Le'Sigzal? Why can't we learn out the Issa of Gzela from Ribis and from Aina? We should be able to learn out from Ribis and Aina that there's also an Issa to steal from somebody. Why does the Torah have to write the Lav of Le'Sigzal? And Tosfos asks that we have to write the Lav of Le'Sigzal for Avodim. By Aina, there is no Issa of Aina and Avodim. And on Gzeil is the Issa to be Gozal Avodin. So for Tosis, how could the Gemara say that we shouldn't have to write the Lav of Le Sigzal? We should be able to learn it out from Aina and from Ribis. We can't learn it out from Aina. By Aina, we wouldn't know that there's an Issa to be Gozal Avodin, being that there's Aina Aina by Avodin. Mashenkin by Gzeil, there is an Issa Le Sigzal on Avodin. So we see from Tosis that Tosis understood our Mishnah that Avodin is Aina Aina, there is no Issa of Aina Bechlal. And therefore Tosis is asking, how could the Gemara say we should learn out Gzeil from Aina? By Gzeil, there is an Issa Le Sigzal by Avodin. So al kapanim we have machlokes, the Chinuch and the Ramban hold that our Mishnah of Ein Lahem Vayna, there is an Issa Vayna, the Mishnah is referring to the din of being Machs Vayna. Also in the Shita of Toysan Daf Samach Aleph, is that there is no Issa Vayna Bechlal by Avodim and Huadin, by Karkois, Hekdeshois, also there is no Issa Vayna. The Pnei Yeshua in our Sugya asks, how could the Mishnah say, Eilu Dvorim She'en Lahem Vayna, that Karkois is on this list of things that do not have Vayna? The pasuk in Parshas Behar tells us, "V'chisimku memkal amisecho, ikonam yad amisecho, alsoinu rishas amisoi." This is the pasuk of the Lav of Aino, and the pasuk continues with dinim of mechiras karkois. B'mispar hashonim acha yevul tiknem es amisecho. The dinim of how much money there is until yevul, and that's the amount you should charge. L'chayyur, that's only referring to a case of mechiras karkois. If the parshin Parshas Behar is referring to mechiras karkois, and on that the pasuk is telling us, "Alsoinu rishas amisoi," how could we say that a karkois is ein lahem vayna? And the Pnei Yeshua learns, based on this question, that Avadah the Mishnah does not mean to tell us there is no Issa Vayna. The Pasuk of Pshuta is referring to Mechiris Karkois, and Ein Mikra Yetzim de Pshuta, there is an Issa Vayna when one is selling Karka. Only the Mishnah is referring to the din of Hachzara Sayna, like the Shita of the Chinuch and like the Ramban. And on that we are saying there's a Miyat that the din of being Machzo and also being that we darshan, the Pasuk is not only referring to Karka, it's also referring to Mechiris Metaltlin, that is a Halacha of Asayna Mishas Amisoy. The additional halacha that one, the Nis'ana could be Tevei and Osei, and the Ma'ana is Mechuyiv to return the money, on this halacha there's a Miyat on Karkois, and that would not be a Stira Tei Mikri Yetzim De Pshutai, because the Pasuk of Pshutai doesn't mention the din of Achzoros being Machzor in Osei. So, meaning that it's not mentioned in the Pasuk Mefurish, the Pashtei, the Kor is referring to Mechiris Karkois. We know it's also including Mechiris Metaltlin, and then this halacha being Machzor in Osei, there's a Miyat like the Gemara Darshans that is Dafka by Metaltlin, not by Karka. By Karka, one is not Mechuyiv to Machzor in Osei. And the chayyur, this kash of the Pnei Yeshua is a kash on Tosis. How can Tosis say there is no Issa Vayna by Karkois? Pashtei de Krov, al Soinu Rishas Amisa, the Pash is referring to Mechiris Karkois. And the emes is that the Ramban al HaTorah, when he says over Yeshita, really asks this question. The Ramban asks that the Pashtei de Krov is referring to Mechiris Karkois, and on that it's saying, al Soinu Rishas Amisa. So how could the Mishnah tell us by us that the by Karkois is Ein Lahem Vayna? And the Ramban answers two terutzim. The first teretz in the Ramban, which would answer up Shitas HaTosis, the Ramban says that the pasuk, we have to split the pasuk. The first pasuk, the chisim kumem kolam isecho, is referring to mechiras metalpalin, and on that we're saying al seinu ishas amisai. The pasuk that continues on b'mispa hashanim achayevos is a new mechira. We're not referring to the same thing we were referring to in the pasuk previously, and that's referring to the halachas of mechiras karkois. And the Ahmad's making a split in the parasha. The first pasuk is referring dafka to mechiras metalpalin, and the second pasuk is referring to mechiras karkois. From that pasuk on, the parasha is discussing mechiras karkois. And the Ramban in the second teretz answers like the Pnei Yeshua that the miyut of ein lo mayno that's mentioned in our Mishnah is not that there is no isra of ayno, and I've added pashtei the core referring to mechiras karkois, only the miyut in a miyut and being machzor, and also like the Pnei Yeshua answers, and the karkois I've added have the isra of ayno, and they're only in a smite from this that the ma'ana is not mechuyv to return the money that he was ma'ana after he already cheated his friend. So hakoponim, we have two teretzim for the Ramban to answer the question, and the first teretz would be a teretz for shitas atosfos. That according to Tosfos, we have to split the pasuk. That the first pasuk of Echisimku Memkar is referring to Mechiris Metatlin, and from that, then second pasuk on is referring to Mechiris Karkois. And according to this, there is no Issa Vaino Bechlal by Mechiris Karkois. And the Ramban in the second teretz, which is his maskana, is that it's like the Pnei Yeshua, that Avada, the Issa of Loisayna Mishas Amisa, is referring to Karkois also. And the Miyat that we find in our Gemara is only from the din of being Machsarayna also, and is not from the Alocha of the Issa of being Ma'anes Chaverit. The Ramban and the Chinuch also explain this halacha that one is not mechuyv to machzor ina osay by karkois. The Ramban says the fishayno bohem dayno by karkois afilu by yesen mishtus is a mechila. Just like we find by metalklin by pachas mishtus, Chazal will mishay that is assumed a mechila, and therefore one is not mechuyv to machzor ina osay by pachas mishtus. So the Ramban udin by karkois afilu by yesen mishtus also is assumed a mechila. Karka is such a valuable thing for one to acquire that even if it's more than a shtus, more than the value, a person is willing to pay such an amount of money for the karka. And we assume that he's moichelo in a osoy, and therefore the halach is by karkois ein lo mayno that the man is not mechuyv to be machso in a osoy. And the kasha and the Ramban and the chinuch that are explaining that this that karkois ein lo mayno is mitzad mechila is the chayv. This only explains karkois in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has a list of four things, Avodim, Vashtoris, Vakakois, Vahekdeshis. And if the reason for Einlam, I know that Ramban is explaining is because we assume Afilu by Yesem Mishtus, we could assume a Mechila, L'chayri, he's only explaining Karkois, by Shtoris, by Hekdeshis, there's no more value than regular Metaltalin. So why over there is the Allah of Einlam, I know? L'chayri, we see from the fact that there are other things on the list in the Mishnah of Einlam, I know, without a reason of Mechila, that it's Exeris Akosav Ba'almo, the Pasuk was Goizah, that there's no din I know. How can we say that Karkois, the reason is Mechila, if there are other things on the list? Havodim v'ashtoyes v'akdeshes, which don't have this reason that a person we could assume a mechilo. Also, it is difficult to understand this reason of the Ramban and the Chinuch that by karkois, the reason why there's no din I know is because we could assume a mechilo. If this only explains why if the lekech was the one who was nesanet, if the lekech was overcharged for the karkois, we could assume that the lekech is moichel, this that he was overcharged because he's receiving karka, and karka is a more valuable thing to acquire. It's kedai for a person to pay more money for a karkois, even more than its value. So therefore, we assume that the lekech is moichel, even though he paid more than a shtus, more than the value of the chayfet. But this only explains the ino of a lekech. L'chay, if the moichel was nesan, if he charged too little for the karka, there's also the halacha of karkois ein la mayno. And in such a case, we don't have the reason for the mechila. The moichel is not receiving karkois. The moichel is receiving money. So why would the meicher be meichel in the osay if he received a shtus less than the value of the karka? If he was nesane a shtus, why should we assume a mechila mitzad the meicher? And the halach of karkois in the mayno is bain by the lekech, bain by the meicher. So how can the Ramban and the Chinuch explain this that karkois in the mayno is because of the reason that we assume a mechila? L'chayv, that reason only applies to the lekech and not to the meicher. Bekitzer, we have machlikas of Rishonim in the halacha and our Mishnah of Ein Lam Ayno. If the Mishnah is referring to the Issa of Ayno, or do we say about that there is an Issa of Ayno? Only the Mishnah is referring to the din of the Machzor Ayno. Also, Shitas HaTosfos is that there is no Issa of Ayno. The Ramban and the Chinuch hold is an Issa of Ayno. Just one is not mechuyv to be Machzor Ayno. Also, we ask the Shitas HaTosfos, the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, the Chayvi, the Pashti, the Kro is referring to Mechiris Karkois and not Mechiris Matatlan. So, how could we say that Karkois Ein Lam Ayno? We said over the Pnei Yeshua's teretz is like the Shita Saramban, the Chayyur, the Pashti, the Kroz, referring to Karkois, because Karkois, Takav and Issa, I know, they're only in the smite from being Machzor, I know, Osoy. And the Shita Saratoisis, we'd have to say like the first teretz that the Ramban mentions in his Pirush Al HaTorah, that we have to split the Pasuk up. The first Pasuk is referring to Mechiris Metatlin, and the second Pasuk from that point on is referring to Mechiris Karkois. We have to matrik the Pasuk, Lefidish Joshua, that the first Pasuk is referring to Metatlin Lechudei, and is separate from the rest of the parasha. And we also mentioned two kashas on the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban explains this that karkoi is ainla my norm. One is not mechuyut imachso in our osay is because we assume a mechila being that karka is a valuable thing to acquire. We assume the lekach is moichel even though he overpaid for the karka. And the Ramban is difficult to understand because this only explains karkois. There are other things on the list in the Mishnah. Avodim, hekdeshois, shtarois, there are other things that over there we don't have this svara that a person would be willing to pay more than the value of the avodim, the shtarois, and hekdeshois. And also, l'chayr, this only explains heichah she'nisana lekeach, but beheichah de'nisana meichah, l'chayr, there's no reason to say why the meichah should be meichel if he undercharged for the sale of his karka. And the reason that Ramban doesn't apply until we find karkois in the minor, l'chayr, it's a tzorech iyan, and that's Ramban v'achinach, how could they explain karkois in the minor is mitzad de mechilo. One of the mi'utim mentioned in our Mishnah was shtaris. The Mishnah had said, "Elu dvarim she'ena meino avodim ve'ashtoris ve'akarkois." If one sells a shtar, there is no parsha meino. Either there's no iser, or he's not mechuyev hachsoi no osoi. And the Gemara dashes this from the pasuk v'chisimku memkar la'misecha ma mechesh gufon mocher ve'gufon konoi yatzu shtaris she'en gufon mocher ve'en gufon konoi. Dafka a chayfitz which one sells with a guf is mocher. The etzem chayfitz is what he is selling, and the etzem chayfitz is what he's being koine. But by a shtar, being that the tachlis of a shtar is not the etzem paper, it's the schus to be given a moment from somebody else. And being that the moment is not what he's giving over, what he's selling now is the shtar, which is a schus gviya, that's called ein gufoy mochav, ein gufoy koni, and it's nesmait from the parasha of Eino. In being magdir, what exactly is being nesmait? From this time we say shtaris eina amayno, there's a chiddush from the ktsais achlishan in simen kuf chavav. The mechab in simen kuf chavav sif yud paskins. There's a halacha of maimit shloshton. If one tells his friend the maimit shloshton in front of three people that he's going to give him over, he's giving him a specific chayfet. That itself is a kinyan. Takonas chacham, the maimit shloshton is a kinyan. And if one tells his friend, amalem b'maimit shloshton, mona li biyotcha, I have a mona by you, you owe me money. Tneyu leplein, you give it to somebody else, give it to a third person instead of giving it to me. And that is the kinyan of maimit shloshton, that the one he said to give it to is zoichen, now the money is owed to him. If it comes out that the one who owes the money is an ani and he doesn't have what to pay with, and therefore the one who is zeicha now in the chayv is not going to end up getting his money, he can go back to the meicha, he can go back to the malva, the one who originally the money was owed to, and get back his money that he paid him for the schus to be able to be zeicha in the chayv. And the mechaber paskin they said eyu, because this was a mistake, he fooled him, being that the leiva, the one who owes the money, can't pay. And now the one who was zeichin the chayv is not going to receive his money, so therefore he can be chayzev a geiver from the malva, from the meicher, from the one who gave him the chayv, he can be re-geiver his money that he originally given him, because this is considered a toss. The Ktsois HaChoshen in Tzivkot and Tess is medayik that the mashmois of the mechaber is afilu if the malva did not know b'shas he was giving the chayv over to the zeicher, to the mekabel, that the leiva is an oni, afilu hachi, the zeicher could be chayzev a geiver from the malva, being that it's a toss, it wasn't really worth anything the chayv, because the leiva does not have any money. The Ksois brings that the Shach in Sivkot and Mem Gimel holds that it's dafka if the Malve did know at the time that he was giving it to the Zeicher and he was fooling the Zeicher into thinking that the Chayv was worth something. But the Shach explains this, that it's dafka if the Malve knew, but if the Malve did not know, the Zeicher cannot be Chayzev v'goyva from the Malve, from the Meicher, is because just like the Malve did not know that the labor was an oni and was saying b'shas he sold it, he should have found out the value of what he's selling before he gives it to the Zeicher, to the Mekabel. So too, the Zeich and the Mekabel should have been Sholaleh. He should have asked around. He should have found out whether or not the Leiva has money. So therefore, in such a case, it's not considered a Mekach Tos. According to the Mashmois of the Mechaber, they were discussing a case where the Malva did not know that the Leiva doesn't have money. And the Malva was giving it to the Zeich, assuming that the Leiva would be able to pay. Why don't we say, Ein I no l'shtaris? The halach is that when one gives over a Chayv Mammon, there is no Din of Eino. So why don't we say that it should not be considered a toss and the meicher should be allowed to keep the money because of this halacha of ein einol l'shtaris? And I feel the shach that holds that the mechaber is discussing dafka a case where the malva knew about it and was fooling the zeich into thinking that it's worth something and it's a regular mekach toss. The shach only holds that way because of this svara that if the malva did not know about it, then we say there was the achrayis of the mekabel of the zeich to find out whether or not the leiva has money. And being that he didn't find out, the Torah is his own fault and it would not have the halacha of a mekach tos. If the malva did not know about it, and also the zeicher did not know about it, in such a case, it's a regular halacha of a no. He gave him something, from he sold something for more than its real value, and the halacha is ein ha'inah l'shtaris. So why don't we say in this case there should not be any din ha'inah, and the meicher should be allowed to keep the money off, even though we found out now that the zeicher paid more for the chayv than what he received, being that the chayv was in his bar, that it's worthless because the labor does not have money to pay. Afilu achid, halacha is ein ha'inah l'shtaris. So why don't we say that the meicher could keep the money because of this halacha mentioned in our mishnah that shtaris ein ha'inah. He wants to be mechadish that even though we have halacha of einan ol shtaris, it's dafka in a case of a mechira of a shtar chayv, when he's selling over a paper, a ksiva and a mesira of giving over the shtar of the chayv mammon. In such a case, there's halacha of einan ol shtaris. It's not the pshat einan ol shtaris that there is no einan when one gives over chayvus. In our case, if one is selling a chayv b'mayim mitzloshtan, there would be halacha of einan. Being that he's not giving it over as a shtar with a ksiv and a mesira, he's giving over the chayv itself. When one sells the chayv itself, the chayv is considered gufay mamon v'gufay kani. And being that the chayv is gufay mamon v'gufay kani, therefore there is halacha v'ayna. This that a shtar is considered ein gufay kani v'ein gufay macher, that is dafka because he's giving over the shtar chayv, he's giving over the paper to be able to be taveh the money. The shtar to be able to be taveh the money, that's considered ein gufay mamon v'ein gufay kani. But if one gives over the chayv itself, he doesn't only give over the raya and the schus to be gaivat with the shtar, but he gives over the chayv mammon itself. He wants to be makna the chayv over to somebody else. In such a case, it's considered gufay kani and gufay macher, and therefore there would be halacha of einah. We're not being included in the halacha in our mishnah of einah the shtaris. So akoparim the ktsayis achayshin is being mechadish that this halacha in our mishnah of einah the shtaris, which kipshuti you would understand that it's ein gufay macher of ein gufay kani because it's a chayv, and a chayv is considered ein gufay mammon ein gufay kani. So the ktsayis mitzad the chayv will not be considered ein gufay kani ein gufay macher, as we see in the mechaber over here that if one is makna a chayv in my mitzloshin, it does have the halacha of einah. Only the halacha of einah the shtaris is when one's giving over the paper, the niyar, the shtar chayv. The schus to be taveh with the raya to be taveh at the moment, in such a case, the shtar is considered ein gufay machav, ein gufay kani, because the shtar is not the chayv itself. It's representing the chayv, but he's not giving over the chayv itself. But when one is makna the chayv itself, in such a case, there would be einah, and it's not included in the halach in the halach in our mishnah of ein einah the shtaris. The etzem halacha, which we discussed, that shtaris ein lam einah, the Mishnah lists shtaris as one of the four things that don't have any einah, and the Gemara dashes from the pasuk v'chisimku memkar ma mecher shegufay kani v'gufay macher ma she'enkin shtaris who are not gufay macher and not gufay kani, they are nismayit from the parasha of einah. Toisus in the Ramaschul yotzu shtaris is medayik from this that the Gemara is memayit shtaris from the parasha of einah, as mashma there is a din of mechir shtaris medayaisa. From this that the Gemara and the Mishnah is bringing that shtaris ain't lam einah, and the Gemara is dashing from a pasuk a miyit that shtaris do not have einah, is mashma kopadim that one could sell it. If one would not be able to sell shtaris mideraisa, it wouldn't pass bechlal a miyit to say that shtaris don't have einah. And Taisis asks from the Gemara and Baba Basra, the Gemara and Baba Basra is mashma that there is no din of mechir shtaris mideraisa. It's only a takonas chachom that one could sell a shtar chayv to somebody else that now that the lekech can go be taveh from the life of the money. Mideraisa, such a mechir is not mahani. The Gemara there is discussing the halachas of a shchimera, one who is close to Misa, and that the halacha is that he could give away chafetz ma'idei amirasa, he does not need a ma'isa kinyan. And not only can give away his chafetz ma'idei amirasa, but if he says, halva asay l'plaini, if somebody owes him money, and he says he wants to give over the rights to be gave this money to a third party, he can give it over ma'idei amirasa. He could say, if he says, halva asay l'plaini, he's giving over to Reuven the right to be gave this chayv, it's mahani without a kinyan, and now Reuven has the rights to be gave the chayv. And the Gemara there says that man ashchimra has a din derabanan. This that it works amirasa and he does not need a ma'isa kinyan is only a din derabanan. And the Gemara asks Akasha, how could you tell me man ashchimra has only a din derabanan? Rav Nachman said amoichish tachayv lachaveri. If one sells a shtachayv to his friend v'chazu machloi, and then the moichel went ahead and was moichel the chayv after he sold it to the lekeach, and the lekeach now has the rights to be goyver the chayv, the moichel went and was moichel the chayv. The halach is that it's machel. Va'afilu yoyvish moichel. And even not only the meicher himself could be meichel, but even his yoyrish, if the meicher dies, then his yoyrish also could be meichel l'shtar chayv. Umayde Rav Nachman shem nostamim b'matna shchimer v'asheina yochel limchel. And the Gemara brings that Rav Nachman is meide that if he gave over the halva osa, he gave over the shtar chayv with a matna shchimer v'asheina, in such a case, the shchimer, the one who gave over the shtar chayv, his mechila is not mahani. And in such a case, if he's meichel lekeach, who received the shtar chayv from the shchimer, could now still be goyva from the labor of the money. And the Gemara says, Iyamim b'shlomah the matna shchimra as a din deiraisa, so then we understand the difference between a matna shchimra, why his mechila is not mahani, and a meichel shtar chayv, that his mechila is mahani. But if you tell me that a Matnas Shchimera is only Din the Rabbanon, what's the chiluk between a Matnas Shchimera and a Moichah Shtachoyv? And Tosfos understands this Gemara, that the Gemara seems to be understanding the memory of Rav Nachman. That the Mechilosa is Mahani. Why is it that the Moichah can be Moichah Shtachoyv? If he already gave it over to the Lekach, how can Mechilosa be Mahani? And Tosfos understands this is because the Mechira Shtachoyv is only a Din the Rabbanon. Midereisa Mechirosa is not Mahani. So being that he can give it over to the Lekech, it's only a Dinder Abonon, but the rice that still belongs to him, if he's Meichelot after his name in the rice, there's no more Choyv, and the Lever does not have to pay the money mid the rice, so therefore the Lekech can't be Goyva, being that mid the rice, the Lever's potter, one cannot be Goyva with only a Dinder Abonon. Mashenken and Matnas Shchimera, the Gemara understands, should be a din deraisa. And if Matnas Shchimera is a matan deraisa, therefore, the Meichel now cannot be Meichel, as Mechilasa would not be Mehani anymore, because he gave it over to the Lekech mideraisa. So now, even if he's Meichel, the Lekech still owns the Chayv, and the Lekech would still have the right to be Geiva the money from the Leiva. So Akalpanan Tais asks this theory. The Mashmois of the Gemara in Baba Basra is that Mechir Shtar Chayv is only midrabanan. One can only sell a Shtar Chayv midrabanan. And the Mashmois of our Gemara that we're Mamayit Shtoris from Maino is Mashma that Mechir Shtar is Mahani midrayaisa. Taisus answers two terutzim. In the first terutz, Taisus says, Einachanami Mechir Shtar is derayaisa like the Mashmois of our Gemara. The Gemara's question over there, that what's the chiluk between a Moichah Shtachoyv that Mechilasa is Mahani and a Matnas Shchimera, that if it would be Mahani Midereisa, we would say that he cannot be Moichah, is not because Mechir Shtachoyv is only a Din Derabanan. Even if Mechir Shtachoyv would be a Din Derisa, Afilohachi, the Moichah could be Moichah the Chayv. The Gemara there was only saying that if Matnas Shchimera is a Din Derisa, we would be able to understand why the Moichah cannot be Moichah, why the Noisin, the Shchimera, cannot be Moichah. Being that the Gemara darshins this, that Matnas Shchimera is deraisa from the Pasuk of Va'avartem, and from the Pasuk of Va'avartem we see that Yesh Lecha Avar Acheres, normally Va'avartem says that the money that when a person dies goes to the Yerush. And we're darshining that there are times that a person can say that another person is his Yerush, he can give over his money after when he dies to a third party, not to the Yerush. So in Kain it would come out that the one receiving the chayv is really a Yerush. He's not only a person stama makab matana, but we're darshining from the Pasuk of Va'avartem that he's a Yerush. So the Gemara is saying that's why I feel that the Yerush cannot be Meichel. The Halach of Rav Nachman was Meichel Shtachayv Lachavei V'Chazur Machlu Machlu V'Afilu Yerush Meichel. The Gemara is saying if Matnas Shchimera would be Mahani Midereisa from the Pasuk of Va'avartem, then the Yerush would not be able to be Meichel because the Be'adashing from Va'avartem that the Mekabel Matana is the Yerush. So therefore the regular Yerush would not be able to be Meichel because he Bechlal didn't get the money. He's not the Yerush in such a case, being that we dashim from Va'avartem that there's a Halach of Matnas Shchimera that one can choose at times to give the money over to somebody else be Yerusha, not to his regular Yerush. But Akoparim Taisus is understanding in his first Teres that Avada, like our Gemara, is Mashma, that Mechirish Taurus is Mahani Midereisa. And the Gemara Barabasra is a separate din. The Gemara does not mean to say that Mechirish Taurus is this, that a person can be Meichel, a star that he sold, because Mechirish Taurus is the Abonon, even if Mechirish Taurus is Dereisa, also one can be Meichel a star Chayv. Taisus in his second Teres answers that Mechirish Taurus is really Midere Abonon. And this that our Gemara is Mimayit Shtoris from Reino is not because there's a halacha of Bechlal of Mechirish Shtoris Midereisa. Avad the Mechirish Shtoris is only a Derabanan. Still, there are cases of where it would come a Shtar Lidei Reino. And Tosis gives two Mishalim, the Moshlev, one lent a Milva al Peh. He did not make a Shtar. And now the Malva comes to the Leiv and he wants to buy from him the right to make a Shtar, to transfer over a Milva al Peh to become a Milva Bishtar. And the Malva will pay the Leiv to make the Milva from a Milva al Peh to a Milva Bishtar. And the Leiva now charges him more than the value of what it really costs, what it's really worth to make a Milva Alpet, a Milva Bishtar. In such a case, there would be a No Bishtaris. Or Tosis says the case could be the opposite. The Marshal, if let's say one did a Milva Bishtar, he lent over to the Leiva money Bishtar, and the Leiva now wants to pay the Malva to transfer over the Milva Bishtar into a Milva Alpet. And the Malva is going to accept money now to rip up the Shtar and make it into only a Milva Alpe. In such a case also, if he charges more than the amount that the Shtar is worth, the amount of money, the difference in value between a Milva Alpe and a Milva Bishtar, in such a case, that's what the Pasuk is talking about, whether or not we have a No Bishtaris. And over there we are being Memayit, ain't a No Bishtaris. But Avad on a Mechir Shtar itself, Mechir Shtaris is Taka Medarabon, Medaraisa, there is no Pasha of Mechir Shtaris. And this that we're Memayit from ain't a No Bishtaris is talking about these two cases when one is switching it over from a Milva Alpe to a Milva Bishtar, or the opposite, and he's charging more than the transfer over from Milva Alpet to Milva Bishtar is really worth. Tosis then brings from Rabbeinu Chaim that even if Mechir Shtaris is not Mehani Midereisa, one cannot be Makna Shtar, being that the moment is not Peshusa, all he has is a Shtar Chayv B'yada, he cannot be Makna Shtar Chayv Midereisa. Afilu Achi, there is a way to be Makna over the Chayv, he could give over the Chayv to a third party. And Tosis explains, being that every Shtar creates a Shibud Karkois, Every shtar creates in it within it a right that if the leiva does not have the money, the malva can now go and take the leiva's karka. There's a shibud and a kinyan that the malva has on the karka of the leiva. And on karkois, one can be makna over. The kinyan is mahani on karka. So being that one owns to some degree the karka of the leiva, one can be makna over that karka, and through that it can be makna over a shtar chayv. Ma'am Shif explains that Rabbi Nechayim cannot be coming to answer Taisa's original question. We cannot explain that the meat of shtaris from Aino is discussing because of a case when one is selling a shtar choyv through this that he's makne the shibut karkois. Because if the entire way to be makne shtar choyv is only through being makne the shibut karkois when the leiva has karka, then the cha'oiro, we don't need a special meat for shtaris. We already have a meat from the Gemara Dashans earlier that there's a meat karkois ain't la Aino. So the halacha of shtaris would not be any different than the halacha of karkois ein lamayno. We would not need a special miyut. It's mashma from this that the Gemara is a special halacha that shtaris ein lamayno that we're discussing even a case when the leiva does not have karka and the kinyan is not being mahani mitzad this that is being makne the shibut karkois and afilu hachi there's a din of shtaris ein lamayno. But al kaponim Rabbi Nechayim is saying that even though mechiv shtaris is not mahani midereisa like Taisa's second teretz, one cannot sell a shtar choyv midereisa. Al kaponim one can be makna over the choyv by this that is makna the shibut karkois if the leiva has karka. And the emes Taisa's in Baba Basra and Dafayin Vavam Abayz Divim Maskel Koni Lecha asks this as a question. Taisa's over there understands that mechiv shtaris is not mahani midereisa. And Taisus asks, why can one not be makna over a choyv midereisa? Every shtar creates a shibut karkois. If the leiva has karka, why can one not be makna over the shibut karkois to a third party? And now that third party could be given from the leiva, the choyv that he originally owed the malva money. And Taisus answers that a shibut karkois is considered a davar sheina b'shusai. Being that the karka right now is not in his reshus mamish, he doesn't really own it fully. All he has is a right that if the leiva does not pay the money, he has a kinyan in the karka that he could take this karka b'makom that the leiva doesn't pay him up his chayv. But that's not really b'shusai, so we consider that to be a davar sheina b'shusai, and a person cannot make a kinyan on a davar sheina b'shusai, and therefore one cannot be makna the shibut karkois. So Meila Zaktaisvis, that's why one cannot be Meicher Shtachod Midereisa Bechlal, and you cannot say it's being Makna the Shiva Karkois, because the Shiva Karkois is considered a Dovish Eina Beshusai. So Al Kaponim, we have a Machloikis between Taisis, by us being Zabbeinu Chaim, and Taisis and Baba Basra, whether or not one can be Makna Shiva Karkois. Zabbeinu Chaim considers the Shiva Karkois a Dovish that's Beshusai Shaladam. He has a Kinyan right now on the Karka that if the labor does not pay him back, then the Mavo has a Schus and a Kinyan in his Karka that he has the right to take his Karka. And Shekin Taisis and Baba Basra holds that a Shibut Karkois, being that he doesn't actually own it fully, it's only right to take it from Mokum that the leiva doesn't pay him up, is considered a Dovish Eina B'Shusai, one cannot create a Kinyan on a Dovish Eina B'Shusai. Taisis and Baba Basra over there brings another teretz, Taisis brings a third teretz to this question that the Gemara and Baba Basra on Kuf Mem Zayin in Mishamei says, Mashma, that Mechirish Taurus is not Mahani Medeiraisa, and therefore if the Meichir is Meichlet, Mechilos is Mahani. And yet we find in our Gemara says that Shtaris and Ismaith Maino is Mashman that one could sell a Shtar Choyv. And Taisis explains we're discussing a case when the Malva lost the Shtar Choyv. The Malva really owns the Shtar right now, the Leiva owes him the money. The Malva lost the Shtar Choyv, and a Moitzi came around and found the Shtar Choyv. Being that the Malva was Miyayish from ever finding the Shtar Choyv, so therefore this is the Shtar belongs to the one who finds it. The one who found it is Zeichen now in the Shtar. And Mimele, he wants to go sell it back to the Malva. The Leiva doesn't owe him the money. All he has now is the Shtar without any Chayv. The Leiva doesn't owe him the money. All he has is the Shtar saying that the Leiva owes the Malva money. He wants to sell the Malva back the Shtar Chayv that he lost. And he charges him more than it's worth it to the Malva, so the value of the Shtar Chayv. If he charges more than its value, that would be Aino. And Mimele, we have a Miyad over here, Shtar saying the Aino, and the Mechira would be a Mechira. There's a Shailan the Achreinim, what exactly Taisis is referring to. When Taisis says that if the Malva loses the Shtar Chayv and the Moitzi finds it, the Moitzi is Eichen the Shtar Chayv and he could sell it back to the Malva, and that is the case we're referring to when we say Shtar is Eina Maino. The Ksois Achreishin and Simon Samach Vovsev got an Aleph brings from the Chacham Tzvi, that the Chacham Tzvi understood the teretz of Taisis that Avada when the Malva loses the Shtar and he's Miyayish from it, it's still his Shtar. Just like one cannot sell a shtar choyv, so too Yish is not mahani on a shtar choyv to take it out of a shusai. The only thing the Yish is mahani for is the etzem piece of paper. When the Moitzi comes and finds the paper, he cannot be zeich in the shtar choyv, just like a person can sell a shtar choyv, a person cannot be miyayish from a shtar choyv, and the Moitzi who finds it cannot be zeich in a shtar choyv. only that the malva was miyayish from the shtar chayiv, makes the paper not his, just like every aveda that a person loses. So to over here also, when he loses the shtar chayiv, the paper is now hefker because he's miyayish from it, and when the moitzi finds it, the moitzi is eichin the piece of paper, and the moitzi is selling back the paper because this paper is very valuable to the malva, because he needs this paper in order to be goyve his chayiv from the loiva, and therefore he could sell it to him for the value, how much is it worth to the malva to have such a piece of paper. But if he charges him more than that value, then it's considered aino, and for that we have the miyit, shtaris einem aino. The Ksais HaChoshen is mechadish in Tosis Teres, that avada, when one is miyayish shtar choiv, the shtar choiv is now hefker. Zok the Ksais, this that we say one cannot be makne shtar choiv is because the shtar choiv is considered a dovash einem b'shusay, and one cannot create a kinyan on a dovash einem b'shusay. But Zok the Ksais, yish is not a kinyan, and yish is mehani afil on a dovash einem b'shusay also. So therefore, Zok Tiktsois, even though one cannot be makne shtar chayv, but yish is mahani on the shtar chayv. And once the malva is miyayish in the shtar chayv is hefker. And when the moitzi comes, the one who finds it, he picks up the shtar and is zeichin it, he is now zeichin the shtar chayv. And therefore, he could sell this shtar chayv that he now owns back to the malva, even though mechira shtaris is not mahani, but al kaponim, when one sells it to the malva, the one who originally the chayv was made to, that mechira is mahani. And therefore, in such a case, there's a mechira shtaris, which the Gemara is discussing, and in such a case, there would be a no if he charges more than its value, and that's the meat in the pasuk that shtaris ain't that my no. So, Akoponim, we have two shittas in explaining Taisvis. The Chacham Tzvi understood Taisvis that the malva was miyayish from the piece of paper, and the moitzi is being zeich in the piece of paper, and he's selling it back to the malva because it's worth a lot of money to the malva to have such a piece of paper that it will give him the schus to be goyve as chayv. And the Ktais HaChayshin is learning that even though one cannot be makne shtar chayv, a kinyan is not mahani and a shtar chayv, but Akoponim, yish is mahani and a dovash ain't a bishusai, and therefore one can be miyayish on a shtar chayv, and it would become hefker. And when the Maitzi finds it, he's being zeich in the shtar chayv, and he could resell it back to the malva. In such a case, that's the mir of our Gemara of shtaris ein lehem ayno. The Nesivus and Simon Samach Vav, Sivkot and Aleph, asks on the Ktzois, that the Ktzois only explained to us how the malva was able to be miyayish from the shtar chayv, and how the shtar chayv now became hefka because yish is mehani and adovash ein abishusai. In fact, the Nesivus, but Akoponim, how is the Maitzi zeich in the shtar chayv? If one cannot be zeichin a dovash ein b'shusay, so how could the moitzi come and be zeichin the shtar chayv? In the chanami, the malva can be miyayish and yish is mahani on a dovash ein b'shusay, but a kinyan is not mahani on a dovash ein b'shusay. So how could the moitzi, the one who finds the shtar, now come and be zeichin the shtar chayv? That we would say that when he sells it back to the malva, that is the case of shtaris ein lemayno. And the Ktzois answers to the Nesivus in the Meshaviv Nesivus that the entire halacha that a person cannot make a kinyan on a dovash ein b'shusay is not mitzad the koine. Means a person can make a kinyan to be zeichin a dovash ein b'shusay. The entire halacha that one cannot make a kinyan on a dovash ein b'shusay is only mitzad the makna. A person cannot be makna dovash ein b'shusay. But mitzad the koina, a person could be koina dovash ein b'shusay. And being that over here mitzad the makna, one can be makna dovash ein b'shusay because yish is mahani on a dovash ein b'shusay. Mitzad the zeichin zok tiktsoy, there never is a chesaron that one cannot be koina dovash ein b'shusay. So memela the moitzi of the shtar chayv, the one who finds it can be zeichin the shtar chayv, and he can resell it back to the malva. And in such a case, that is the case that our Gemara is being remaid, shtaris ein lehem ayno. So Akoponim, we have a machlokes tiktsois and the nesivis. In this halacha that we say that one cannot make a kinyan on a dovash ein b'shusay, the Ktzois understands this halacha is dafka on a makne. One cannot be makne a dovash ein b'shusay, something that's not entirely his. It's right now ein b'shusay shel adam. A person cannot create such a akno. He can't be makne such a thing. The Nesivus holds that one, not only one cannot make be makne such a thing, but so too one cannot be kinyan of such a thing either. Just like he can't be makne to it, and also he can't be kinyan of dovash ein b'shusay. And if the Nesivus blabs fair on the Ktzois, how is the moitzi of the shtar chayv zeichin the shtar chayv? Mashiach and the Ktzois holds being that idea the yish he could be miyayish on a dovash ein b'shusay and make it hefker, and the zeiche can be zeiche in a dovash ein b'shusay. So therefore, the moitzi is zeichin the shtar chayv, and when he sells it back to the malva, that is the case of shtaris ein lehem ayno, that our Gemara brings a miyit, maybe miyayit shtaris from the parasha of ayno. There's a fourth teretz in the Rishtainim to this kasha, that the mashmoyis of the Gemara Baba Basra is that mechir shtaris is only midra abandon. So why is it that in our sugi we have a miyit shtaris ein lehem ayno, is mashma that mechir shtaris is mahani midra aysa? The chidush ran in our sugi and the Ritva and Baba Basra and Avkuf Mem Zayin answer that avada our Gemara does not mean to say mechir shtaris is mahani midra aysa. Midra aysa, there is no miyit on shtaris bechlal. The kavan of our Gemara is that really the meat is coming for karkoyes and ekdeshoyes and avodim. But etzim, the psukim that the Gemara darshins are coming to your mind, the other three things listed in our Mishnah, that they're in them by not. But included in the drasha is a halacha that a davish that's ein gufa imamun and ein gufa imachar also will not be included in the parasha of Aino. But midiraisa, there is no such drasha because there is no case. There's no such mechira as a davish ein gufa imachar and ein gufa ikani. Only it's included in the drasha of karkois that there is such a din. And really the pasuk's kavana was to be my karkois avodim enektatius. Only when the Rabbanon came around and when Mesakin is such a thing as Mechirish Taurus, then the Din Deraisa, this halacha that the Pasuk was Mashman, a Dovish and Gufay Macher, and a Dovish and Gufay Kanoi, is in Smite from the Parish of Eino, that halacha was now Negea. Being that the Chazal and Mesakin, there is a Mechir and a Dovish and Gufay Macher, and a Dovish and Gufay Kanoi, so Mimela now, this Mashmois of the Pasuk, that Mideraisa we didn't have such a Joshua because we didn't have such a case, and the Pasuk is really coming for to be Mamai Karkois. Now that Chazal and Mesak and Mechirish Torah, so now the Din Deraisa, that there is no Din of Aino and a Dovish and Gufay Mamin, is now Negei, and Mimela, the Mideraisa now that will not be Aino and the Mechirish Torah, even though the entire Allah of Mechirish Torah is only a Mechir Medarbon and not a Mechir Deraisa. And this is a gewaldike chiddush when we ayin in the Kibbutz Ha'aretz and Siman Samach Vav. He discusses this chiddush of the Ran that the shaykh to have a pasuk that really comes to mind something else midei raisa over here, it's come to me mind really karkois. But being that there's a mashmois in the pasuk to me mind also a davish and gufay kanei and a davish and gufay macher, when the abundant come around and I'm a sack in such a mechira that would be mehani a mechira and a davish and gufay macher and a davish and gufay kanei, so now we would apply the miyat, the mashmois of the pasuk midei raisa, and say that we're going to have the miyat midei raisa on this din der abundant. On this halacha mechirish taris der abanan, we're going to have the miyat that the mashmois of the pasuk midiraisa was that there is no aino on mechirish taris, and there would be no raya from our sugya that there's halacha mechirish taris midiraisa, and therefore would not be a steer from our sugya to the sugya in Bava Basra on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. Al kopanim, just to summarize what we discussed over here on the inyan of mechirish taris, Taisis kasha that there's a steer from our sugya, it's mashma from this that we are memayit taris from aino that there is mechirish taris midiraisa. The sugi in Bava Basra by Moichish Ta'achiv Lachavei V'chazer Machloi that the Mechilas Mahani, the Pashtus of the Gemara is this that it's Mahani Mechilas because Mechirish Taurus is only Midrabanan. In fact, Taisis is a stereo between the sugis whether or not Mechirish Taurus is the Rabanan or Mechirish Taurus is the Raisa. So Taisis by us brings two terutzim. The first terutz of Taisis is that Mechirish Taurus is really the Raisa. Only the Gemara, the sugi over there is not coming to say that Mechirish Taurus is the Rabbanan and therefore Mechilas is Mechila. Afilu if Mechirish Taurus would be the Raisa, also the Moichel can still be Moichel. The sugi over there was saying that it's Mevor, that man is Shchimera, from this that he can't be Moichel, Al Kochach it's the Raisa, and we dash in it from Vavartem, and being that it's a special Joshua from Vavartem, that's why the Shchimera cannot go be Moichel, and the Yerush of the Shchimera cannot be Moichel, as we explained earlier. There's a Bazundur Din by man is Shchimera, if it's Mehanim the Raisa, that's coming from the Joshua of Vavartem, and he is now the Yerush of the Shchimera, therefore the original Yerush cannot be Moichel, but about that, there's no Raya from that sugi that Mechirish Taurus is the Rabbanon, and we would be left with our sugi that's Mevor, that Mechirish Taurus is Mehanim Midei Raisa. Taisis in the second Teretz answer that Avad and Mechirish Taurus is the Rabbanon like the Mashmois of the Sugya in Bava Basra. This that our Sugya is Memayich Taurus from Eino is discussing a case when they want to transfer over a Milva Petra, a Milva Bishtar, or the opposite, that they want the Malva wants to transfer over a Milva Bishtar and to become a Milva Petra, and the Loiva is willing to pay money to make this transfer. In such a case, if one charges more than the value of such a transfer to make it from a Milva Bishtar to a milva pet, or the opposite, that's the meat of our Gemara of Shtaris in Lamay. No, but about the Mechirish Taurus itself is only Mahani Midar Bonon, and the Pasuk would not be referring to Aino on a Mechirish Taurus itself. We mentioned also the end of our Taisis, there's a Shita of Rabbeinu Chaim, that it's Mahani a Kinyan on Shtaris, even if Mechirish Taurus is the Rabbanon, but the Kinyan is Mahani Midar Yaisa for because of a different halacha, being that every Shtar creates a Shibat Karkois, one can be Makran the Shibat Karkois. And we said that Taisis and Barbasa asks this as a question, if Mechirish Taurus only Mahani Midar Bonon, why can one not sell the Choyv Midar Yaisa, a day this that he sells the Shibat Karkois? And Taisis and Bava Basra answers because the karkas ain't a b'shusay, even though he has a shibud on the karka, but the karkas ain't a b'shusay. So we have a machlekes between Taisis by us and Taisis and Bava Basra on Daf Ayin Vav, whether or not a shibud karkois is considered b'shusay shal adam, that one can make a kinyan on a shibud karkois. Taisis by us, Rabbeinu Chaim holds one can make a kinyan on a shibud karkois. And Taisis in Bava Basra says that a shibud karkois is considered ain't a b'shusay shal adam, and one cannot make a kinyan on a shibud karkois. We mentioned in the third Torah to the Kasha that this that our sugars and Ma'ich Torahs from Aino, Toysis in Barbasa, and that Ayin Rav Mabez answers that this that were Ma'ich Torahs from Aino is for a case when one is Miyayish, he lost the Shtarachayv and he's Miyayish from it. And even though one cannot be Makne Shtarachayv, one can be Miyayish from the Shtarachayv, when the Moitzi finds it, he is Zeichin the Shtarachayv, and he's reselling it back to the Malve. In such a case, in that sale, that's what our sugars discussing Shtarachayv in the Aino. And we said that with Tupshatim and Taisis, the Chacham Tzvi says that the Malva was being Miyayish, he only Miyayish from the paper, it's Mahanim the Yish, that the paper is now Hefker, and when the Moitzi finds it, he is Eich in the paper, and he's reselling back this paper, the paper is very valuable to the Malva. When he sells back this piece of paper to the Malva, and he overcharges for him for the piece of paper, on that we have the Halacha of Shtaris Ein Lamayna. And the Tzais understood that even though one cannot sell a Shtar Chayv, but Akopanim, one can be Miyayish from a Shtar Chayv, because this that one cannot sell a Shtar Chayv is because a Chayv is considered Einu B'Shusay Shal Adam, being that the money is not actually his right now, it's considered a Davish Einu B'Shusay, and one cannot create a Akna on a Davish Einu B'Shusay, but Yish is Mahani on a Davish Einu B'Shusay, so being that Yish is Mahani on a Davish Einu B'Shusay, the Shtar Chayv now becomes Hefker, and the Moitzi who finds it is Zeichin the Shtar Chayv, and he could resell that back to the Malve, and in such a case, that's what our Gemara is discussing, Shtaris Einu Amayna. The Nesivis asked on the Tzais, that even though the Tzais explained how the Miyayish can be Miyayish and Adav Hashem B'Shusay, but upon him, how is the Maitzei Zeichin the Shtar Chayv? Just like one cannot make a Kinyan to be Makna Adav Hashem B'Shusay, so too one cannot be Kain Adav Hashem B'Shusay. And the Tzais answered that the entire Halacha that one cannot make a Kinyan on Adav Hashem B'Shusay is Dafka Chisar Mitzad the Makna, but Mitzad the Kain one can be Kain Adav Hashem B'Shusay. So we had a machlekes the ktsois in the nesivus, if this that one cannot make a kinyan on a davish and a b'shusay, if the ktsois it's mitzad the makne, if the nesivus it's bechlal, a kinyan cannot be created on a davish and a b'shusay. And then we finished off with the teretz of the Ran and the Ritva and Baba Basra. They answered that avada asugi does not mean to make a miyat on mechirish taris. The ikur of the pasuk is discussing a miyat on karkoyes, hektashis, and avodim. But there's a mashmois in the pasuk to be made a davish engu for a moment, and it wasn't a ger bechlal medeiraisa because there is no mechirish taris medeiraisa. It's only later when Chazal came around and when Mesakin that there is Mechir Shtoris Medar Abundance, so now is Negev, the Mashmois of the Pasuk. So the Miyat of the Pasuk on Adavish and Agufay Mammon now is Negev and is applied to the Dindar Abundance. There's a Din Medar Raisa that there's no I know on Adavish and Agufay Mammon, which is only Negev on the Dindar Abundance Mechir Shtoris, that when Chazal, Mesakin, Mechir Shtoris, Nichol in the Dindar Raisa that was in Mayakar, Koyes, Ektatius, and Avodim, was that this Mechir Shtoris also should not have I know because. Shtaris in the Mainot, this knife in the Pasuk, being that's a Dovish and Gufay Kane and Dovish and Gufay Mammon. The Gemara continues with a Safik Boy Reb Zeira, Schiris Yeshla Eino or Eino Eino. If one rents an object from his Chaver, is there a Lachas of Eino? If one overcharges for the Schiris, is there a Din of Eino? There's no Din Eino. Memkram Rachman Avalo Schiris, do we say the Torah is only Mechadish to Parish of Eino by a Mechim when one is selling a Chayfetz? But by a schiris, there is no parish of Aino, and one, there is no issa of Aino, and one cannot be teveh Aino Asai. Aydum aloishna, or there's no chilik, that schiris is also included in the parish of Aino, even though it's not a full mechet. And the Gemara is masik, amale abayim bi ksiv memke lo'ilam. The pasuk never says that when the parish of Aino has to be dafka by a memke lo'ilam. Memke stomach ksiv, it says the losh of memke stomach, and schiris v'haim nami biyayme mechirahu. Schiris also biyayme, for the day that it is rented, that's considered a mechirah. The Gemara is masik that by a schiris we consider the amount of time that it's rented for that period of time it's sold. It's a mecher for a short period of time. And being that it's a mecher for a short period of time, it will be included in the parish of Aino, and one has the issur to ma'anes chaveiro, and also he can be teveiro, and also if he was nesan. There's a machlokes of Rishonim in regard to a schiris, who is the chotzer that was niskar kind of for? If one rents a piece of karka from his friend, who is the chotzer kain? If a chayfet shel hefker falls into the chotzer, who does it belong to? Is the masker have kinyan a chotzer, and a chayfet shel hefker that falls in belongs to the masker? Or do we say that the seichu who rented the karka, he has the kinyan a chotzer on this chotzer, and if a chayfet of hefker falls into the chotzer, it's kind of for the seichu? And who is it also, if one wants to be kind of a chayfet from somebody else, he wants to use the kinyan of chotzer, is it kind of for the masker, or is it kind of for the seichu? The Rambam in Perek Vav Mehilchus Chiris Halacha Hey Paskins that Chatzevish Shal Adam is Koyin Lishlem Bidaitai Afal Pishay Yischur Biyad Acherim. Even if his Chotzer is Niska Biyad Acherim, it's rented out, it is Koyin for the Masker. Chatzevish Shal Adam is Koyin Lishlem Bidaitai, even if it's Niska Biyad somebody else. The Rambam Paskins, the Kinyanei Chotzer belong to the Masker, and if a Chayfet Shal Hefka falls into the Chotzer, it belongs to the Masker. The Ravid is Masik on this Rambam, and the Ravid holds that the Kinyanei Chotzer belong to the Seicher. And if a chayfet shel hefker falls into the chotzer, it belongs to the seicher. The value of it holds when one rents a karka from somebody else, the seicher owns the karka for the period of the schiris, and he has kinyan echatzer for the time of that the karka is niskeres biyadai. The Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Yud Gimel asks on the Rambam from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that schiris is a mechira liyomei for the day. It's for that day that it is rented. It's considered sold. It's sold for the period of time. It's a mechira lizman. In fact, the Beis Yosef, if we are to consider a schiris a mechira liyomei by mecher, there's no tzad that it should be kinder for the meicher. If one sells his karka to his friend, that's pasha that the karka is the kinyan echatzer belong to the lekeach. He now fully owns the chatzer. It's his chatzer, and he has all kinyan echatzer that come out of this chatzer. So if we ought to consider, like our Gemara says, that schiris is a mechira liyomei, why don't we say it should be kinder for the chatzer? How could the Rambam say that it's kinder for the maskir? L'chayra, it's a mechira liyomei, and he's like a lekech for a short period of time, but for that amount of time, he's the lekech, and the kinyanei achotzer should go to the seicher and not to the maskir. The Shach in Simon Shin Yud Gimel and the Lechem Mishnah in Perek Zayin, Melech Schiris has a similar teretz, they answer for the Rambam, Mapi, the Rishenim, and our sugya. Tosfos in our sugya asks Akasha, this that the Gemara says, schiris is a mechira liyomei. Tosfos asks from the Sugin Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says if one rents a parah from a Kayan, or the opposite, if a Kayan rents a parah from Yisrael, what is the halacha? When can one feed a Kashine Chumba? Who owns the parah? Does it belong to a Kayan and one can feed a Kashine Chumba, or does it belong to Yisrael and one cannot feed a Kashine Chumba? And the Gemara says if a Kayan is Seicher a parah from Yisrael, the parah belongs to the Maski really. The Kayan is the Seicher, has rights to use the parah, but the parah belongs to the Yisrael, and therefore the Kayan cannot feed a Kashine Chumba. And who adin lahepich, the Gemara says if Yisrael is seicher a parah from a kayin, the parah still belongs to the kayin. It's considered the parah of a kayin, and the Yisrael can feed it kashine truma. Even though the Yisrael has the rights of the shtamshis, he rented this parah, still it belongs to the kayin, it belongs to the maskir, and therefore the Yisrael can feed it kashine truma. In fact, Taitis, the Agamar says that a schiris is a mechira liyomei. So how could the Gemara avoid the Zohar say that it belongs to the maskir? By a mecher, it's poshid, it belongs to the lekech. So if schiris is a mechir liyomei, why is it that the Gemara Avodah Zarah says that if Yisrael rents a parah from a kayin, he can feed the parah, kashine truma? We see from there that it belongs to the maskir, it's not a mechir liyomei, it's less of a kinyan than a mechir. And Tosis answers, v'yishleimad dehocha gabi, I know it's different because the pasuk says a memker miyusser. The pasuk says an extra lashon of memker to include, even a schiris is also included in the isser of aino. The Hainu Tosis is learning our Gemara, the Gemara doesn't mean that schiris is really a mechir liyomei. Tosis is learning what the Gemara means that it's mechira liyomei is that being that by Eino there's an extra riboy, there's an extra memker, there's an extra lashon in the pasuk was married but even not a full mechira, even a schiris is also included, but avada it's not a real mechira, and therefore the sugin Avodah Zarah can say that if the Yisrael rents a parah from a kayin, he can still feed a kashin and chuma because it belongs to the maskir. The seicher does not have a full kinyan, a full mechira, even for the time that he was seicher, the schiris is not a full mechir. This that our Gemara says is an Issa of Aino because it's a Mechel Yemei is being that there's an extra Lashon of Memker in the parish of Aino, it's Marba, even not a full Mechira, even a Schiris also. Similarly, the Nemuki Yosef in our Sugi asks the same question as Tosis, and the Nemuki Yosef says that when our Gemara says that Schiris is considered a Mechel Yemei, it does not mean that he buys the goof of the karka or the goof of the thing that he is renting, he owns that Yemei. What the Gemara means to say is that it's a Mechel, he bought the Estamshis of the Chepitz he is renting, he bought the Estamshis of the karka that he's renting. But all he has is a mecher on the eshtamshit. It's not a mecher on the guf ha-chefetz. Therefore, Dr. Nimuk Yosef, when it comes to feeding a kashine chuma, it's totally who owns the guf ha-chefetz over there, avad, it belongs to the maskir. It's only this that our sugya says that it's considered a mecher, it's a mecher on the eshtamshit. The Mela Agamar says there's an issu of aino because there's a mechir on the eshtamshit, and mechir on the eshtamshit also has issuim of aino. But Mashenki, when they gave the sugya of the Zara, that's totally who owns the guf ha-para over there, it belongs to the maskir, not to the seicher. So the Shach and the Lechem Mishnah, and we have a teretz for the Rambam. Avada our sugya says that schiris is a mechir liyomei, but Tosis explained to us that it doesn't mean that it's a full mechira. It just means that the memkim miyusah that it says by Aino includes also schiris, even though it's not a full mechira. And the Nuki Yosef told us that it doesn't mean that it's a mechira on the guf of the karka and the guf of the chayfetz. All it means is that it's a mechira on the eshtamshis. He bought the eshtamshis of the chayfetz. But avada when it comes to kinyanim, who the chotzer is kinder for, the Rambam holds that it's still kinder for the maskir. The guf of the chotzer still belongs to the maskir. We don't see from our sugya that the maskir, the seicher bought the for lizman, the guf of the chayfetz and the guf of the karka. So therefore the Rambam holds, being that the guf of the karka and the chayfetz belong to the maskir, the kinyanim of the chotzer belong to the maskir, not to the seicher, and it's meyoshev the kasha of the Beis Yosef. When discussing our Gemara of Schiris, Ein la'ayna, yesh la'ayna, the Rishonim bring up another nidin. What is the halacha of a worker? When one hires a worker and overpays him and underpays him, does Schiris poilim have a no, or does Schiris poilim not have a parasha of a no? The Nemuk Yosef brings the Shita of the Rashba and the Ran is that Schiras Poyim does not have the din of Eino. Eino was only said to a Mechira when one is selling Chafetzim. The Gemara says even if one is not selling Chafetzim, even if he's renting Chafetzim, but it's only on Mechira and Schiras of objects over there, there's a parasha of Eino. But on Schiras Poyim, when one is hiring a worker, there is no din of Eino. And if one overcharges or undercharges but by a worker, there is no Issa of Ma'ana as Chaveri, and there is no din that he can be Chayzer V'Tayveya and force him to give him back the Eino. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Melchus Mechira is mevuah that there's a chiluk between a poyel and a kablin. The Rambam paskins that a seicher is a poyel when one hires a worker. A poyel is one who is hired not for a specific job, but he's hired to work for him for the day. And he's going to give him the job of what to do for that day. But a poyel is not limited to the job, he's a worker for a day. And by a seicher is a poyel, the Rambam paskins that there is no eino. The Rambam in Halacha Yidches says yearly that a kablin is yesh le'ayno. A kablin is one who one gives a job to do and he's paid by the job. He gives him a chefetz to fix, and when he fixes the object, he's going to give him back the object and get paid for this that he fixed the object. He's not paid to hire to work for a day. He's hired to work to do a specific job and he's paid for the job. And the Rambam paskins yearly sha kablin yesh le'ayno, and he says keitzak going shekibo lov larik beged zeh, he was makabel to weave a beged for asor azuzim, or to sew up a coat and for two zuzim. In such a case, if this is not the value for the job that he does, there is a din of Eino. Umamela, there's a isatim anes chaveri, and there's a din that he could be chayzer v'teveri, and also you can force him to give him back the Eino if he overcharged or undercharged. The Magen Mishnah understands, or the Rambam, this that the Rambam says that kablin is yesh lo Eino, a kablin is cholok from a poyel. And by a kablin, we say there is a din of Eino, is because koin is shvach kli. If one does work on somebody else's object and he's mashpiach the chayfetz, he made it better. There's a sugi in the Gemara of Uman is koinish shvach kli. Do we say that the worker who made the chayfetz better has a kinyan in this that he made the object better? And whatever amount the object went up in value from this that he put work into it, the Uman has a kinyan on that the object is now worth more in value and the object is better. And when he returns the chayfetz to its original owner and the owner pays him, at that point it's ke'ilu, the owner is rebuying back the chayfetz, the extra yisrain, the extra shvach that he put into the chayfetz, the owner of the chayfetz is buying that from the Uman because the Uman was koina in the shvach in the keli. So the Magen Mishnah, therefore the Rambam holds if the kablon is koina the shvach kli, if one is makabel to do a job, and he was koina in the shvach in the kli, he has a kinyan in the chayfetz, when he goes back and gives it back to the original owner, and the original owner pays him, it's kilu, he's selling him a chelik of the chayfetz, so therefore it's yesh lo eino, being that he's koina mishvach kli, this is a mechiras chayfetz, and a mechiras chayfetz is the parasha of eino, there's an isa lanis as chaveri, and it can be chayzer etaveri in the osay. So HaKoponim, Zok the Magen Mishnah, the chilik between a kablin and a poyel is because a poyel has no kinyan in the keli that he does his work on, he's just hired to do a work for a full day. Mashekin a kablin was makabel a job to fix a keli to mashbiach a keli, and he has a kinyan in the keli, it's keilu, he's selling the keli, and therefore when one sells a keli, there is a parasha of Eino. But the Magen Mishnah asks that the Rambam on the sugi of Ein Uman koine shvach kli paskin that the Uman is not koine shvach kli. In fact, the Magen Mishnah, why would the Rambam paskin over here that by a kablin there is a parasha of Eino, which the Magen Mishnah understands is because Uman koine shvach kli, either Rambam paskin the Uman is not koine b'shvach kli. L'chayv zok the Magen Mishnah is the Stephen Rambam's. The Mishnah Lamelech in Halacha Yitches has a different teretz for the Rambam. What's the chilik between a kablin and a poyel? The Mishnah Lamelech explains based on the Gemara Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara says that a poyel is yochel lachzer b'chatzi ayoyim. That a poyel could back out if he was hired to work for a day. He could be chayzer in the middle of the day and say that he does not want to work anymore and he will only get paid for the amount he worked, not for the rest of the day. But a poyel is not meshubah to work for the whole day. He could back out when he wants. And the Gemara explains this because the pasuk says kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. The Klai Yisrael are only HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avodim and they're not the evet to anybody else. And if one would not be able to back out, he would be like an evet. For that day, he would be an evet to the one who hired him. And being that it says kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, so al-karchach, there has to be a din that the poyel could back out. Therefore, he will not be considered an evet. But the Gemara says this is dafka by a poyel. A kablin cannot be back out. If the kablin promised to do a certain job, a kablin is not allowed to back out of his job. So after the Mishnah Melech, we see from this that dafka, a poyel, is considered like an eved, one who was hired to work for the day. He's considered an eved to the one who hired him, and therefore there has to be a din that he could be chayzer in order to mafkir that he shouldn't be considered an eved, because the pasuk says, kli b'nei Yisrael avodim. But a kablin is bechlal not considered an eved. He's not working for a specific amount of time. He was makabel to do a job. One who is not working for a day, he's working because he's makabel to do a job, is bechlal not considered an eved. And therefore, there would be no din from the pasuk of kli b'nei Yisrael avodim to say that he could back out from in the middle of doing his job and he has to finish up. He's meshubit to do whatever he promised he's going to fix. Sagt in Mishnah Melech that the Rambam in Halacha Tes Vav, when he brings this, that Schiras Poilim does not have Aino, he does not say, like the way we explained earlier in the Rajba and the Ran, that Dafka a Mecher of a Chayfetz has Aino, but when one is not selling a Chayfetz, he's just hiring somebody to work for him, then there is no Parsha of Aino Bechlau. The Rambam explains in Halacha Tes Vav, then one is Seichus a Poil, as is Imei Ben Bekaka Ben Metaltlin, Aim Aino. Sagt the Rambam, why? Mipnei Shukir Koino Seichus, and one hires a Poil, he's like being Koino the Poil. Lizman. He's being kind of the poil for the amount of time that he hired him for. So if the Rambam, this that a poil does not have a no, is not mitzad that tzchiras poil does not have a no, because it's not the mechir of a chayfetz, only because when one hires a poil, it's keilu, the poil is his evet. And avodim, the Mishnah said, on esmait ma'ino, avodim ein la'ma'ino. Zok to Mishnah Melech, that's dafka, a poil is considered an evet. We saw from the sugyan that vayin zayin, this that a poil could be chayzeh b'chatzi ayoyim, that a poil is considered somewhat of an evet. Zifu, zok to Rambam, that a poil is, does not have a no, because avod mein la mayno. Mashenkin a kabun, which has no shaykhis to being an evet, zok to Rambam, that's the regular halacha, that avod, it's not limited b'chlal to the schiris of a chayfetz and to the mechir of a chayfetz. Afilu, when one is hiring a kabun to do work for him, there would be a parasha of a no, just like by selling chafetz and there's a parasha of a no. Umameil halt the Rambam, that by a kabun there is a no, if he overcharges and undercharges, he could be taveh in the asay.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.